السلام عليك يا وارث آدم،
السلام عليك يا وارث نوح النبي،
السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم،
السلام عليك يا وارث موسى،
السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى،
السلام عليك يا وارث محمد،
السلام عليك يا وارث أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
زيارة وارث أملي وحسني، أنول بفضله أجر الزيارة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم و به نستعین صلی الله علیک و عبد الله، السلام علیک و رحمت الله و برکاته. Today is the second day of Muharram, coinciding with November 28th. This program is devoted to another excerpt from the Warif Ziyarat text issued originally by the 6th infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam in favor of Imam al-Hussein. The text was issued by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam in response to a request posed by one of his companions by the name of Safwan ibn Mihran al-Jammal. Now we are going to listen to the Arabic text followed by its English translation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
السلام عليك يا ابن محمد المصطفى.
Peace be on you, O the son of Muhammad al-Mustafa.
السلام عليك يا ابن علي المرتضى.
Peace be on you, O the son of Ali al-Murtadha.
السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء.
Peace be upon you, O the son of Fatima al-Zahra.
السلام عليك يا ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be on you, O the son of خديجة الكبرى.
السلام عليك يا ثائر الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور.
Peace be on you, O he whose blood claimer is Allah. He is the blood claimer of your father also. As those who persecuted you, your relatives and friends have not been punished for the crimes.
As introduced here in this excerpt, in this fragment, it's indicated as such, As-salamu alayka ibn Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Imam al-Hussein is introduced as the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Indeed, he was the second and indeed the youngest and the infallible grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad had two infallible grandsons, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. As-salamu alayka ibn Ali al-Murtada. Here, immediately after the Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali is mentioned. It means that no intermediaries are recognized next to the Prophet Muhammad and before Imam Ali. It means that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is in the same line as those of Imam Ali, in the line of the Prophet Muhammad.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, O Hussein, O Hussein, O Hussein.
Both in day and night, guiding
Assalamu alaykum, Ibn Fatima al-Zahra. Please note carefully that on a par with other prophets of God and on a par with the Prophet Muhammad, on a par with Imam Ali, the name of Fatima al-Zahra, Imam al-Hussein's mother, is introduced here, is mentioned here. According to a Jahiliya value system, women had no place, no status in society, in community. That Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is introduced as Yabna Fatima al-Zahra, O son of Fatima al-Zahra, it indicates that this is an honor for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, that his mother was Fatima al-Zahra. By the same token, it means that, it mentions, it indicates that the status of this lady, Fatima al-Zahra, is very high, such that such a great, such prince of martyrs like Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is identified in the way that his mother was Fatima al-Zahra. Assalamu alaykum, Khadijah al-Kubra. And amongst the wives of the Prophet Muhammad, here, Khadijah al-Kubra, Fatima al-Zahra's mother, is introduced here. Why? It indicates that this line was the line of devotion to the Prophet Muhammad and ultimate devotion to Allah. Okay? It indicates that Khadijah al-Kubra, the mother of Fatima al-Zahra and the first wife of the Prophet Muhammad, was also a symbol of devotion to God, ultimate and ardent devotion to God.
And your struggle of Hussein gave up all that you held dear. Yet we cannot comprehend, yet we cannot comprehend the immensity of your pain, the immensity of your pain. Worthy we're not of your love, and your struggle of Hussein gave up all that you held dear. Yet we cannot comprehend, yet we cannot comprehend the immensity of your pain, the immensity of your pain. It seems that we have ignored all the things you have stood for. What will it take us to see the crimes and the tragedies, the crimes and the tragedies, the immensity of your pain, the immensity of your pain?
The final sentence of this excerpt reads as follows: Assalamu alayki ya athar Allahi wa ibn atharihi wal witr al mawtur. It indicates that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was such a noble personality whose blood avenger was Allah. Thar, mean blood revenge, was a system, was a value system in the Arab society, in the Arab community. When a person was killed innocently, I mean without having committed any crime, it was the right of this slain person's relatives to take revenge. When Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is regarded as Thar Allah, it means that those who killed Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, those who slew Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, in fact, the crime was so grave that as if they slew a person very much associated with God, such that God himself is going to take revenge. I think if Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam had no other designation in the world except for Allah, the word Thar Allah, I mean, the person whose blood avenger is God, indicates that he was the dearest person to God. And Wabna Thareh, it indicates that Imam Ali, in fact, Imam al-Hussein's father, had such a great personality, and he was killed innocently. He was killed unfairly by enemies of Allah. And again, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is designated in this context as wal-witr al-ma'utur, the only person, the unique person who was left in the lurch, who was left alone. Why? Because when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was at Mecca, he received about 12,000 letters of invitation from people of Kufa. But when he reached the region, a great number of those people who had written letters of invitation to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam left him in the lurch and came to oppose him, came to fight him. So he's designated as wal-witr al-ma'utur, the person, the unique person who was left in the lurch, who was left alone. Almost nobody came to his help. In this excerpt, some other designations and relationships of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam have been indicated: his relationship with the Prophet Muhammad, with Imam Ali, with Fatima al-Zahra and Khadija al-Kubra, and that God himself is the blood avenger of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Inshallah, the rest of explications will come on the other days, so be with us.
Every clean soul and this planet will shout your name. Oh, the pain like you did, no one's the same. Oh, 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 oh. Tears drop, tears. From my heart, these words are coming.